So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hamafkid Mois Itzel Shulchani. If a person deposited money with a money changer, it depends. Im Tzruin Lo Yishtamish Ben, Lefikichim Abdu Enechai Bachriyusan. If the money was tied in a pouch, the Shulchani may not use the money. Therefore, he's not responsible for the money, and if the money was lost, the Shulchani does not reimburse the owner. Mutarin Yishtamish Ben, Lefikichim Abdu Chai Bachriyusan. If the money was loose, the Shulchani may use the money. Therefore, he is responsible for the money, and if the money was lost, the Shulchani must reimburse the owner. The Mishnah continues, Hamafkid Mois Isel Balabais. If someone deposited the money with a private person, there is no difference. Bein Tzurun u Bein Mutarin lo Yishtamash Ben, Lefikachim Avdu Enechai Bachriyusan. Regardless of whether the money was tied or loose, the Balabais may not use the money, and therefore he is not responsible for the money. The Mishnah concludes with a machlekes regarding Chenveni, a storekeeper. Chenveni kabalabais dibri ameir. A storekeeper has the status of a private person in that bein tsurin ubein mutarin lo yishtamash behen. Rida disagrees and says Chenveni kashulchani. A storekeeper has the status of a money changer in that im tsurin lo yishtamash behen the mutarin yishtamash behen. Regarding the Mishnah's halacha of hamafkid mois itzel shulchani mutarin yishtamash behen l'fikach im avdu chayv bachriyusan. Rav Huna says, Vafila Nensu, even if the money was lost through circumstances beyond his control, the Shulchani is liable. And as Rashi adds, Vafila Nishtamish Ben, Temahashta Habashoy Lalayu, he becomes a shoyl when he receives the money based on the benefit of the right to use the money. Rav Nachman disagrees and says, Nensu Loi, if the money was lost through an Einis, the Shulchani is not liable. And as Rashi adds, Loi Habashoyl Mehashta Achi Ishtamish, he does not become a shoyl when he receives it based on the benefit of the right to use the money. He only becomes a shoyl when he actually uses the money. Nevertheless, kol zman shelo nishtamish, im avdu chayef. Even before he used the money, he's liable for its loss because ba'hu hana, di misrami li zvina, di isbe ravcha, zavim bu, habalai shem esachar. He does become a shem esachar based on the benefit of merely the right to use the money. Zok the Mishnah, ashaleich yad bepekadin. Hashem took the bekadin and later sold it or depleted it. The Bishamai say, Yilka Bechasa Ubiyasa. The Bishol say, Keshasa Itza. Rabbi Kiva says, Keshasa Tviya. The Gemara offers four approaches to this machloikis. In the first three approaches, Chasa V'Yasa refer to Yukra V'Zula, a change in market value. Either Bechasa Kula Amalei Pligi, there is no machloikis if the object's value decreased between the time of Shlichas Yad, when the Shemit took the object, and Itza, when he depleted the object. All agree that Yilka Bechasa, the shamer pays its former high price because at the time of Shlichas Yad, when he took it, he became a gazlan. And the Mishnah Masechta Baba Kama rules, Kala gizlon mishal min keshas egzela. Kipli gibi yeser. The machlekes is if the object's value increased between the time of Shlichas Yad and Aitzah. The Bishami hold yilka bi yeser. The shamer pays the current high price at Aitzah because kivin di iisa, hajlamar beina, hahi shaita di kashas li kugazlmane. Since after Shlichas Yad, the Shemin must return the actual object if it still exists, the object is still considered in the owner's jurisdiction, and the owner acquired the gain of its increased value. Therefore, the Gezel occurred now when he used or sold the object. While the Bishil disagree and hold, Misham Keshas Haitzah Mebeis Bailam. The Shemin pays the former low price at Shlichas Yad, but not the current high price at Haitzah, because the Gezel occurred earlier when he took the object. And the Bekiva holds regarding both Bechaser and Beyeser, Misham Keshas HaTviya, the Shemit pays the price of the object when the owner made the claim in Bezdin. Or, Beyeser Kulei Amalei Pligi, there is no machlekes if the object's value increased between the time of Shlichas Yad and Aitzah. All agree that Yilka Beyeser, the Shemit pays the current high price at Aitzah, because Kibin the Iisa, Hajar Lamar Be'ena, he shaita the Koshas Lika Gazal Menei. Ki Peligi Bechaser, the machlekes is if the object's value decreased between the time of Shlichas Yad and Aitzah. The Bishami hold Yilka Bechaser. The Shemit pays the former high price of Shlichas Yad because they hold Shlichas Yad ein nitzrich chesaron. A Shemit is liable for Shlichas Yad through his mere intention to take the object, even if he did not actually do so. Therefore, at Shlichas Yad, he became a gazlan, and v'chichaser b'shusu didei chaser. The object's value decreased in the Shemit's jurisdiction. While the Bishil hold Misham Keshas Eitzam in the Eilam because they hold Shlichas Yad tzrich chesaron. A Shemir is not liable for Shlichas Yad through his mere intention to take the object. Therefore, at the time of Shlichas Yad, he did not become a gazlan. And v'chichaser b'shusid demar chaser. The object's value decreased in the owner's jurisdiction. And Rabbi Akiva holds regarding both Bechaser and Beyaser, Misham Keshas HaTaviyah, the Shomer pays the price of the object when the owner made the claim in Bezdin. Or, Kugin Shetiltelo Lehevi Alao Gezalos, the Shomer did not intend to steal or take from the object, but rather he moved the object to climb onto it to reach a bird's nest. And the Machlikis regarding Chaser is as follows. The Beshami hold Ilka Bechaser because they hold Shoyel Shulei Midas Gazanhava. When the Shomer borrowed the object without permission, it became a gazlan. And b'chi chaser b'shusa didei chaser. While the Basil hold Misham Keshas Itzaman O'ilam, because they hold Shoyel Shulei Midas Shoyel Hava. When the Shomer borrowed the object without permission, he did not become a gazlan, but a Shoyel, and b'chi chaser b'shusa demar chaser. And Rabbi Akiva holds regarding both b'chaser and b'yeser Misham Keshas HaTviya, the Shomer pays the price of the object when the owner made the claim in Bezin. The fourth explanation, chaser v'yeser, does not refer to yukra bezula, but rather chaser refers to the wool that the shomer removed from the bekadin animal, and yeser refers to the calf that the bekadin animal gave birth to. And b'shvach shel gezeila kamiflagi, they disagree on whether a gazan acquires the shvach of the stolen object. The b'shami hold yilka b'chaser v'yeser, the shomer must return all the shvach to the owner, because they hold shvach gezeila d'nigzel hava. The Shemer who became a gazlan through Shlichas Yad does not acquire the Shvach of the Pekadin. While the Basil hold Misham Keshas Eitzav Mibes Bailim, the Shemer pays the animal's former value at Shlichas Yad, but he keeps the additional Shvach for himself because they hold Shvach Gezela the Gazlan Hava. The Shemer, the gazlan, does acquire the Shvach of the Pekadin. And Rabbi Akiva holds, regarding both Bechas and Beyeser, Misham Keshas HaTviya, the Shemer pays the price of the object when the owner made the claim in Bezdin. Zakt the Mishnah, Hacheshev the Shlech Yad Bepekadin. If a Shomer intended to take the object, but he did not actually do so, and as Rashi explains, Amar Befnei Edim Atl Pekdaini Shal Poloini La'atzmi, the Shomer stated before two witnesses that he intends to take the Bekadin for himself. Bishami Oimrim Chayef, the Bishami say that the Shomer is liable for all damages. Bishil Oimrim, Ein Chayef Ad Sheyishlech Bayad, the Bishil say he is not liable unless he actually takes the object. As the Brice explains, the Bishami hold Chayiv al Machshava Kemaisa. We consider the Shomer's verbal intention as if he actually did so, because the Pasuk states, I'll call Dvar Pesha. This applies even through speech. While the Basil hold Eina Chayiv at Sheyishlech Bayad, we do not consider the Shomer's verbal intentions, because the Pasuk states, Imle Shulch Yodde Bimleches Reyehu. This implies only through action. And the Pasuk, I'll call Dvar Pesha, refers to a case of Amal Avde Uleshluchai. If the Shomer told his servant or shliach to take the object, he is chayiv, but not the shliach, because regarding shlichas yad, yesh shliach l'dvar avera. One is liable for a transgression through a shliach, because the pasuk states, I'll call dvar pesha. The Mishnah continues, Hites achavis v'notle men revias v'nishbura, eina misham el revias. If the Shomer tilted the owner's barrel and removed a revias wine, but he did not lift it, and afterward the barrel broke, he's liable to pay only for the revias that he took, but not for the rest of the barrel, because as Rashi explains, Shlich Hizyad Einachai Ba'insin, Achiyimshach Oyegbiya Davikaniya. The Shomer becomes liable for Shlich Hizyad only if he acquires the Pekadim by either pulling or lifting, while here he did not do so. Hegbiya, Venotlam, and Revias, Venishbra Misham Dmekula. If the Shomer did lift the barrel and remove the revias wine, and afterward the barrel broke, he's liable to pay for the whole barrel because dehava kaniya b'hagba'asa v'chesaron minatilas revias. The Shomer did acquire the pekadin when he lifted it, and he used the pekadin when he took the revias. Hanrelach perak hamafkid, Rav Baruch Hashem completed the third perak of Masechta Bava Metzia, and in the next year we will begin the fourth perak, Hazav be'ezras Hashem.